Staff, thank you for your attendance. We have apologies from Mr. Mark Jones and Mr. Patient Makata. Approved leave of absence, there is nil. Welcome to members of the gallery, Mr. Rossiter, nice to see you. We have number three, we have a response to previous public questions taken on notice. The question is from Denise Criddle, 29 Smith Street, Dongara. The question was, there is an area of land just past Priory Lodge, which has been signposted as private property, and there is no access to get through there at all. Why is it signposted as private property? The response, the Shire President advised that this question will be taken on notice and will be available in the minutes of this meeting as a record of public questions. And the update is, written response was posted to Mrs. Criddle on the 3rd of June 2026 as follows. The response, Lot 3, St. Dominic's Road, Port Denison, is a freehold lot that has recently been purchased. Under the Caravan Parks and Camping Grounds Regulations 1997, a person may camp for up to 5 nights in any period of 28 consecutive days on land the person owns or has a legal right to occupy. The owners of Lot 3 St. Dominic's Road, Port Denison, are entitled to display signage identifying their land as private property. While access to the river is not restricted, community members must not enter or cross Lot 3 St. Dominic's Road and are required to access the river by alternative routes around the property. Public question time. With Mr. Malowicz's question, will they be for next month's meeting or will we do the ones in relation to?
Yeah, we'll make.
So Mr. Malowicz has submitted a number of questions. So he's from number five, Abbott Terrace, Port Denison, and his first question is, what is the role of the local government Corporate Services Alliance Incorporated? Who are the office bearers? Who is on the management committee? Who is the executive officer and their salary? What is the member fee and how much has been received from each member? And six, what is the cost of the annual ERP software license fee and what provider is used? Now, that information was provided to Mr. Malowicz. On the at in the agenda or from the agenda or the minutes.
Oh, we just confirm that, so probably just have to take on notice.
Okay, we'll take that on notice. Yeah. And written response will be provided to him. He has also queried the Shire's financial position. And he's saying that the agenda, the financial statements are to the 30th of April 2026, 2 months ago, which under certain exceptions is approved. However, it should be that previous month's accounts, 2 months is the exception, not the rule. They show unrestricted cash at bank of one, was it 1,900,000? No, 100,000. I'm not very good at reading all these letters. Let me count the zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So $1,009,757. And the agenda booklet shows unrestricted cash at bank at 75,000. No. To $754,819, and he's asking which is correct. Patience is an apology, and so we're unable to ask her to clarify that this evening, but this will be taken on notice, and the response will be provided to Mr. Malowicz. Those are the questions. Mr. Rossiter, do you have a question for us?
Thank you, Madam President. Don Rossen, to 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Madam President, why is it that when I ask questions at council meetings, I get denigrated, insulted, treated with contempt, lied to, and now my gullibility is questioned when I'm told that to replace the bearings on the yellow spinning ball playground equipment is quoted at $22,000 and the lead time to the completion of the foreshore construction works is 12 months.
Yeah, I'm unaware that you feel that. I apologise if you do feel you've been treated with contempt. That's certainly not my recollection.
Is it possible to get a copy of the quote for the bearing replacement as it is response to my question on the yellow spinning ball?
I will take that on notice, but my understanding is it's not about replacing a bearing, it's about rebuilding.
It's pulled apart in the works department at the moment.
Again, Mark Jones isn't here to fully explain, but my conversation with him is that it doesn't need a bearing replacement. It actually needs to be rebuilt, which is why the figure is $22,000.
Okay.
But we will take your question on notice and provide you with a full response.
In response to that, to quote a phrase coined by St. Paul from the King James Bible, number 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 19, "For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise." In a different context, this is to become angry with people who you think are stupid.
Is there a question in that, Mr. Here. Rossiter? I mean, that reads like a statement to me. Is there a question in that, which is what?
It's not a question, that's just a question.
Councillor Gillam, you.
I was going to say, if we could just interject on a point, that question time is about questions, not statements. So,
okay. Is there a case of nepotism within the works department?
I don't believe so. Do you wish me to take that question on notice?
I think so, yeah. In June last year, 2025, one of the Shire's semi-trailers was involved in an accident on Analuka Springs Road where the prime mover was written off. How much was the prime mover insured for? And how much was paid to the Shire by the insurance company? And was the driver responsible for the accident?
I will take that question on notice and a response will be provided to you.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll find it.
Thank you. Number five, item five, declarations of interest. There are nil. Item six, applications for leave of absence, there are nil. Petitions and deputations, there are nil. So we will move to item eight, confirmation of the minutes and tabling of agenda forum notes. Item 8.1, minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of May, 2026. And the recommendation is that council by simple majority confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of May, 2026. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Thank you. Someone to second, Councillor Muslin. Do you wish to speak to that motion, Councillor Gillam?
No, I don't.
Councillor Muslin?
Yeah.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. The minutes of the special council meeting held on the 16th of June 2026. The officer recommendation is that the council by simple majority confirms the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 16th of June 2026. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Summer, Councillor Nelson, sorry, I forgot your name.
It was completely blank.
Really? No, I know he hasn't been here. Here we go. I think it's on record. That's all right.
Councillor Summers, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, don't.
Councillor Nelson.
No, thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 8.3, the agenda forum notes. from the 16th of June 2026. And the officer's recommendation is that council by simple majority receives the notes of the agenda forum held on the 16th of June 2026. Can someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Roslin, someone to second, please. Yeah. Councillor Melson, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Melson?
No, thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Put the motion, or does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 9, announcements by the person presiding without discussion. On the 4th of June, the Shire President and the Acting CEO met with Shane Love, MLA. On the 15th of June 2026, Shire President, Deputy Shire President and CEO attended the Northern Country Zone Wagga meeting. On the 16th of June 2026, the Shire President hosted an Australian citizenship ceremony. Did we meet with Shane Love again? I can't remember. It's just the dates. I also have provided an interview, again, follow-up interview to ABC in relation to coastal erosion, but I don't think that aired in any form. And on Saturday, I attended the changeover at Rotary. Reports of officers and committees. 10.1, finance reports. So we will move these regardless of the questions that Mr. Mellish has raised. Okay, so Finn 01, finance 01-06/26, accounts for payment. And the purpose of the report is to receive the list of accounts paid under delegated authority during May 2026. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Gillam, Councillor Muslin, do you wish to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor Muslin? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Finance 02-06/26 monthly financial statements for April 2026. And the purpose of the report is for Council to receive the monthly financial statements from the period of the 1st of July 2025 to the 30th of April 2026. The officer recommendation is that Council by simple majority receives the monthly financial statements for the period 1 July 25 to 30 April 2026, as contained in FIN 02-06/26, attachment 1 of the attachment booklet. I have someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Gillam, a seconder. Councillor Melson, do you wish to speak to that motion?
Yeah, I will. Only to say that, yeah, the questions raised by Mr. Mellowish, that if they're, full understanding of exactly what items are questioned, the question raised, but if there is a discrepancy there, it'll be good to see
if there's genuine and relevant.
And
that's recorded, so that is part of the minute document. Councillor Nelson, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Good point, Councillor Gilner. That was good.
Okay, so given that we will be seeking clarification from Patience when she returns to leave, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. On to 10.2, development reports. And it's development 01-06/26. And this is the May 2026 development delegated and authorised authority report. And the purpose of the report is to receive the May 2026 development delegated and authorised authority report. The recommendation is that council by simple majority receives the May 2026 development delegated and authorised authority report as contained in Dev 01-06/26, attachment one of the attachment booklet, June 2026. Now, someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Hanson, Councillor Muslin to second. Councillor Hanson, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Councillor Muslin?
No.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Development 02-06-26, final adoption of the local public health plan. And the report's purpose is for council to adopt the Shire of Irvine local public health plan 2026 to 2031. The officer recommendation is that council by simple majority notes the submission received and endorses the officer response as contained in Dev 02-06/26, attachment 2 and 2, adopt the Shire of Irvine local public health plan 2026 to 2031 as contained in Dev 02-06/26, attachment 1 without modification. Can I have someone to move that recommendation, please? Councillor Nelson, Councillor Hanson. Councillor Nelson, do you wish to speak against the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Well, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? Put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. DV 03-06/26, proposed name change. And the purpose of the report is for council to approve the road name, Seabury Pass, with alternative road names, Rigodia and Quindalup, to be applied to the new road that will be created as part of the subdivision of lot 9000, Brennand Road, Hidden Valley, close Dongworth. The officer recommendation is that council by simple majority approve the road name of Seabury Pass as shown on the proposed road naming plan contained in DV 03-06/26, attachment 2, and 2, approve the use of the alternate road names of either Rigodia or Quindalup should the above road name not be approved by the Minister for Lands. Now, someone to move that recommendation, please. Councillor Beres, Councillor Gillam. Councillor Beres, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Gillam? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. The motion is passed. Item 10.3, operation reports. There are nil. Operation 10.4, community service reports. There are nil. 10.5, Office of the CEO reports. And CO 01-606/26, draft privacy and responsible information sharing policy. And the purpose of the report is that council is requested to consider and adopt a privacy and responsible information sharing policy that incorporates the information privacy principles as prescribed under the Privacy and Responsible Information Sharing Act 2024 WA, PRIS Act, which is the abbreviation for that act, into the Shire's operational practices. Facilitate lawful and responsible information sharing in the public interest and provides clear guidance to council members, employees, volunteers and the community regarding how information is managed. And the officer recommendation is that council by simple majority adopts the privacy and responsible information sharing policy as presented. and 2 authorises the Chief Executive Officer to make minor administrative amendments to the policy, limited to formatting, numbering, cross-referencing and terminology, providing no changes made to the policy intent, obligations or effect. Any substantive amendment is to be referred back to Council. Can I have someone to move that recommendation, please? Councillor Summer. Councillor Nelson to second. Councillor Summer, do you wish to speak to that recommendation?
No, thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? For the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. CEO 02-06/26, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. The purpose of the report is to inform Council of amendments to the Local Government Act 1995, requiring the transition from an audit committee to an Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, and to seek Council's approval by absolute majority of the proposed committee structure and updated terms of reference. The report also seeks Council's approval to rescind its November 25 decision appointing the presiding member and deputy presiding member of the committee to ensure compliance with the amended legislative requirements, which require the presiding member of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee to be an independent person. The officer recommendation is that Council, by absolute majority, 1, establishes the Shire of Irvine Audit Risk and Improvement Committee under Sections 5.8 and 7.1A of the Local Government Act 1995, effective immediately and no later than the 30th of June 2026. 2, notes Council's prior appointment of Mr. Brent Bailey as the independent presiding member of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee for a 2-year term. 3, appoints, yet to be determined, as an independent deputy of the presiding member of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee under sections 511A and 7.1B of the Local Government Act 1995. Number 4, rescinds officer recommendation 041125, appointing Councillor Gillam as presiding member and Councillor Summers as deputy presiding member of the former Shire of Irvine Audit Committee. 5, adopts the amended terms of reference for the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, subject to the terms of reference being updated to distinguish between the mandatory independent deputy of the presiding member and any optional independent deputy presiding member. And 6, directs the Chief Executive Officer to investigate an expression of interest process for a pool of suitably qualified independent audit risk improvement committee members, including any optional deputy presiding member appointment, and present a further report to Council. Can I have someone to move that recommendation, please? Councillor Nelson, Councillor Gillam. Councillor Nelson, do you wish to speak to this motion?
No, thanks.
Councillor Gillam?
No.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. CO 03-0626, Register of Delegations Review. And the purpose of the report is for Council to review the Register of Delegations, Council to Chief Executive Officer, the Register provided as Attachment 1, CEO 03-06/26, Register of Delegations. And the officer recommendation is that Council, by absolute majority, adopts the updated Register of Delegations presented as Attachment 1, CEO03-06/26, Register of Delegations. Can I have someone to move that recommendation, please? Councillor Gillam, Councillor Muslim, do you wish to speak to that motion?
No.
Councillor Muslim, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion, all those in favour. The motion is carried. Item 10.6, committee reports. There are nil. 11 motions of which previous notice has been given. There are nil. Questions by members of which due notice has been given. There are nil. Urgent business approved by a person presiding or by decision. There are nil. Matters for which the meeting is closed to the public, there are nil.
See, correct on the screen there, just for information, that's the wrong one. So skip that.
So we're skipping that
comment. Yeah, that's
because that was actually discussed at the agenda forum.
Is it number 14 is wrong or number?
So 15? Can it, are you there, Sue?
Yeah, she's. She is muted. Sue?
My apologies.
Confirming that 14 is not included?
That's correct. There was an explanation sent out with the email.
Yeah.
Noting that it had been removed for discussion at a future date.
Yeah. I must have missed that email. I apologise. Okay, so we will discuss that item probably at our next council discussion. And so I'll declare the meeting closed at 5:27 p.m. Thank you all. Yeah.